I guess I have one.
Okay.
You know, so when we talk about manifesting anything that we want, well, I have two questions, but so how does what's in your highest good come into play if it's possible to manifest anything, but you only want to manifest what's in your highest good?
That's a great question. As a matter of fact, when I was finishing my notes up last night, I wrote that down right here and I was going to talk about it. And oh my gosh, it was getting late. And I thought, if somebody asks, I will answer. You asked. Wonderful. Okay. It's how do we know what is in our field of potentiality? How do we know that this is for our highest good? Mm-hmm. Florence talks about things flashing across the consciousness. You get this idea, it just flashes in and you think, oh, I could never do that, or I could never be that, or I could never have that. It flashed in and you felt a rush of energy. It's all about what your want energy is. Do you want this because you saw somebody else had it and you want what they have? Or do you want this because when you think about it, your heart starts to sing and you start to feel that vibration of, oh gosh, I would love to have that. Whether it's a vacation on the beach, or it's a new house, or it's a house in the woods with a stream going by, or if it's, you know, an apartment, maybe it's a penthouse apartment, or it's living in a small town. Whatever it is that brings you joy is yours. Now, Florence teaches us to ask for what we want, set our intention to manifest what we want, but throw in there this or better. When we think about what we want, sometimes we're limited on what that could actually be. So when we put out to the universe, we want this feeling, it's all about our feeling. You know, that's what we manifest from anyway. It's the energy of the emotions and our feeling. So this is what I want to feel. Bring this to me. If you have an idea of what you want, say for instance, okay, maybe you want a black SUV or a bright red, candy apple red SUV. There's one down the street. I keep admiring the color. I would never have one because I just don't want to flash, you know, but it's beautiful. So if this is what you want, when you see it, if you feel, oh my gosh, I love that. I love that. I would like to have that. When you put that out to the universe. A friend of mine, she was telling me she wanted a, what's one of those cars that has the cat on the front of it, on the logo?
Jaguar.
Jaguar. She wanted a Jaguar. Her angel said no. And they said no. He said, they tell me that because of where I live, that it wouldn't be a good idea. So they gave her something else that she could love. And she did. She said, I like this vehicle so much better. I can park it. I can drive it, you know.
This or so, something better.
This or something better. Mm-hmm. How does that feel, Teresa?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So I guess that was, you know, like I was thinking about moving. So, but where I'm at, I like it. But if I move, it would cost more anywhere right now, you know, with the market. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't seem like it's in my highest good. So, or am I just thinking wrong? So would you say, you know, it's this or that, I guess is the question.
The angels have told me, and me too, because I'm looking to move and the price is here.
That's
absurd, man. Absurd. And they've told me, stop looking at prices and focus on what it feels like to move. When you wake up in the morning, how do you feel waking up in your bed? Is there sunshine coming in the window? Are you going downstairs to make breakfast, or are you walking down the hallway? What is it going to feel like to be in your dream place, the place that brings you the greatest joy? Take the things that you love about where you're living now. Like, for instance, here, the weirdest thing, it doesn't matter what room you're in, rainbows will appear on the wall, on the floor. There's a Jack and Jill bathroom right there. There's no window in there. And the sunlight from this window has hit the mirror and reflected onto the shower curtain on a dragonfly and put a rainbow there. I took a picture of that because how does that even happen? My house has rainbows. I want to take that with me. So when I move, I want to move into a place that rainbows show up on the floor and the wall. So take those things that you love the most about the home you're in now and dream about that. When you go to bed at night, be thinking about how magnificent it would be, how you would feel to wake up in that beautiful place and write about, take a piece of paper, or if you have the new playbook has, it's called Gratitude Manifesting. It's a letter to the universe or to God to thank them for having already received. I've written things like, I love my new home so much. And when my friends come over, they feel like they're being welcomed. They love coming over. I have to tell them to go home because they love my house so much. I wake up feeling wonderful. I can present classes anytime I want to. You know, Teresa, you work from home, so you can do your work without interruption. You can do anything you want. Your internet service is fabulous, even in Mercury retrograde. So bring in those things that you want in that letter. It was so miraculous how all this came to be. I'm so grateful. You don't have to go into detail how it happened because the universe will provide that. But when we start writing in gratitude, how fabulous, and then reading it as much as you want to. You know, the more you read it, the more you can hold that energy. And if you have something that's blocking you, that resistance energy, it's going to show up when you're reading what you've written. It's going to show up. And it may not have been there before, but now it's there. So now you know what to do. Ooh, this resistance energy is here. Why is this? Oh, I'm afraid of what it's going to cost. The universe has this under control. They know how much money I make. They'll provide what I need. Maybe I come across a deal where somebody had to move. They got divorced and they had to move. They had to dump it quickly. And now it's mine for way under market value. And because they were getting a divorce, you have it cleansed and cleared professionally. All the negative energy is gone. And it's Rachel does this. She cleanses it all the way down to bedrock. Any spiritual energy, any negative energy, any fights, all that stuff, she clears it. And you can tell when you walk in, you can feel it. I have her do that to my house. And I wake up feeling great, man. It's awesome.
All right. Got it.
Could I add something to that, Kate? Sure. It was interesting. In the first chapter that you had us read, she gives the story about a woman who only has $8 to her name. And she says, I don't know if I should, I have this nudge, this to move home, this intuitive nudge. I want to move home, but I only have $8. So the quote unquote sensible thing is telling me to stay in New York and make money. And what are you thinking? But, you know, Florence told her, you need to go with that nudge. You need to go with that intuition. You're your spirit within. And so she did go home and it all worked out. She made all this money and she did great and it all was well. And she said, well, I want you to tell everybody about the woman who had $8 and a hunch. So, you know, I often feel like if you have a really strong pull of some sort, it's like you said, it's not your concern or job to figure out how the universe is going to make it happen. You have to focus on what you really want, you know, and be in gratitude for what you have. But, and it's so much easier said than done as far as the cost thing. Cause right now, I mean, it's tough, but I think there's something to that.
I'm sorry. My dog's wanting up on the couch.
Mine's outside. She's probably mad at me. I haven't gone to get her yet.
Well, I hope you couldn't hear magic. He decided to dig on the carpet while I was in the middle.
Uh-oh. To
the call.
Exactly. All right.
Was there another question?
I had the second one. Yeah. I hope he's going to behave. It was about being angry. And I know that's a negative emotion. It's not love. And then, so I was thinking about somebody I was angry with, my neighbor, and I'm walking down the street with my dog. And I think, you know, Jesus got mad at the tax people and turned over, you know, how that story goes. So there are situations, because we're human, that we become angry. And I guess it's how you process that anger, but anger is okay because we were given that emotion. I guess I'm just trying to see how or why or what to do with that emotion.
That's a great question, because we do all get angry and there are things happening all over the world that we're not in agreement with.
Right.
You know, there are things that are happening directly to us. There are things that are happening to others that we're watching. Mm-hmm. And it makes us angry. Once the shock of whatever has happened is over, and it only takes a few seconds for us to, okay, we took that in. Then we can choose to be a different energy. Was what happened awful? Yes. Was it painful? Yes. Did we deserve it? No. Why would somebody do this? Just like the angels telling me that we're here to love. We're here to transcend the pain and suffering of this world. And when somebody does something awful to us, it is awful. And there's no way to condone that behavior. But when we can forgive them, when we can send love to them, they're down here being awful. And when we're angry, we're right there with them.
Right, right. I can feel that energy pull.
And that, the more evolved we become, the more powerful you're going to feel that. I mean, it's awful. We don't want that. We want to transcend this. And then no matter what they're doing down here, we can't engage with them. We're in the love energy. They're in the I mean an awful energy.
I did finally start praying for them and sending love to them, even though I still don't agree with what they have said and what they've done to me.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to, you're never going to be in agreement. There's no resolution here. Our human brains want resolution. There is no resolution. We have no control over someone else's behavior. We Right. can only manage the energy within us. And anger is so hard on the body. It can cause boils. It causes terrible things to happen in the body. So when we can sit with the angels like we did in the first part of our building the sacred space and infuse the situation because we're so angry with the person, I would start with the situation, because in your heart, you want a higher outcome. You do mm-hmm. want that. So infusing the situation with love energy as best you possibly can will take you from here up higher. And that's where your power is. And then put the people involved in the center of the circle, because you're already at that higher vibration. You can then infuse their God part. You know, you may just want to shake him and throw him up against the wall. That's where I always go.
Sure.
You know, I don't want to do this. But when we can infuse that person, that God part within them with love, it does transcend that pain and brings you back into your power. And then put yourself in that circle, because you're holding anger. Put yourself in that circle and hold compassion for yourself. And forgive yourself for going into that tailspin of anger, and rightfully so, because what's happened is awful. But it doesn't serve our bodies to stay in that anger.
Right, right. Gotcha.
So when you can take a moment, and I will add all the... Tracy, you're in the membership, so you can go right into the membership and get how to send love. You can access that. It's in the Game of Life modules on the website.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're all listed there. So just read which one. I would do it on the. It's just easier to read on a computer or a tablet rather than on your phone.
Okay.
So you could actually go in there tonight and grab that, and it walks you step by step how to infuse love. And I think I even have pictures of I'm ascended love, so it's very easy to understand. But holding that space of love energy transforms that fear, that anger, all those resentment, betrayal. I mean, this neighbor's been there for years. It's all of it. It's all of it. It can transform that to a higher vibration of love energy, where whatever they're doing down here doesn't engage with you because you're way up here.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome.
I'm going to have to take the dog out, apparently. Okay. I'm sorry. I keep watching him. He's 16 years old, and he just cannot wait very long.
Okay, bless his heart. Well, Teresa, thank you for joining us tonight. I'm so glad you were able to make it. And this is Tammy. I'm sorry, Tammy. This is Teresa.
Hi. All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye, hon. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Tammy, did you have any questions or thoughts or comments?
I really can't think of anything at the moment. I'm sure, you know, later on I'll think, oh yeah, I should have asked, but I can't think of anything right now.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. It's a ton of information. I mean, mm-hmm. there's no doubt about that. The first chapter is loaded with so much information. Sometimes I'll make it two classes because there's just so much there, but I didn't want to overwhelm. And, yeah, just if something comes up, post it in the Facebook. Are you in the new Facebook yet? Did you ask?
Yes.
You did? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
I can't keep track. Somebody asked to join. We've got a couple ladies in Australia that I thought would be here tonight, but I know one of them got the time wrong. So anyway, post it in the Facebook and I'll respond, and we'll get any questions or support you need. We'll get that taken care of.
Okay. Okay? Thanks a lot. I enjoyed it.
Good. I'm glad. Okay, honey. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.